USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctors continue to treat him with the antiviral drug remdesivir, among other COVID-19 targeting therapeutics. As far as how President Trump's Sunday will look, Walter Reed physician Dr. Brian Garibaldi.
Today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile. And if he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House where he can continue his treatment course.
There have been some discussions regarding canceling the next presidential debate set to be held in Miami. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, tells CNN,
"We are looking forward to the debate on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall, and we are hoping that President Trump can participate."
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A senior advisor to President Trump's reelection campaign says Vice President Mike Pence will continue campaigning. Steve Cortez telling Fox News that precautions will be taken as the vice president travels across the country this week. Regarding the president's condition, Cortez tells Fox News Sunday,
We spoke to the president yesterday, we meaning senior campaign staff, via telephone. He was as upbeat and assertive as he's ever been. And then we also know what the rest of the world saw, which was that terrific video of Donald Trump, the fighter, speaking directly to the American people extemporaneously for 4 minutes, looking good, sounding good. And of course, most importantly of all, we know what his doctor said, which is that his progress has been incredible. So this president is going to recover. We are highly confident of that. And again, he is a fighter in every sense of the word, and he's doing really well.
GOP Senator Pat Toomey announcing he will not run for re-election in the battleground state of Pennsylvania in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and delivered a campaign speech. Now, everyone was socially distanced, and the former vice president did wear a mask. But technically, according to the CDC, since he was in the room with President Trump, he was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked on CNN's State of the Union if she was concerned about the vice president being in her state.
I didn't, because, you know, we know that Joe Biden's been taking this virus seriously. He's been following the science. The Trump administration, on the other hand, has been misleading America, has been ridiculing mask wearing, has downright undermined the efforts that governors like me and your earlier guest, Governor DeWine, have been trying to get people to mask up. This virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't care what side of the state line you're on. It is still very present. Joe Biden has been following the science and modeling the kind of behavior that we should all be emulating, because our lives are on the line.
And as far as Michigan's Supreme Court striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders, she has one solution: vote them out of office.
Michiganders have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court on this November 3rd ballot. I'm hoping they elect McCormick and Welch, because we've got to have justices who do the right thing and follow the rule of law.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.